from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, former President Donald Trump clashed with reporters at the National Association of Black Journalists annual convention in Chicago today. Things got off to a rough start when Trump took issue with one of the co-moderators' opening line of questioning and called the introduction, quote, disgraceful and rude.
Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner, a first question. You don't even say, hello, how are you? Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network.
Trump then went on to question Vice President Kamala Harris's racial identity and claimed he didn't know Harris was black, quote, until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black. Trump says he didn't know because, quote, she was always of Indian heritage and she was promoting Indian heritage. Harris is the daughter of a Jamaican father and an Indian mother. As an undergraduate, Harris attended Howard University, one of the nation's most prominent historically black colleges and universities. And as a U.S. senator, Harris was a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. Meanwhile, the Anti-Defamation League of New York and New Jersey is calling on universities and colleges to prepare for back to school. Advocates are demanding institutions of higher education ensure safety and full inclusion for Jewish students during these unprecedented times, specifically following a slew of anti-Israel demonstrations at colleges across the country last semester. ADL Director Jonathan Greenblatt says the surge in anti-Semitism on college campuses was utterly unacceptable. Meanwhile, a Middlesex County duo is accused of scamming investors out of millions of dollars.
State prosecutors say the men from Old Bridge and Woodbridge used fake companies and identities to dupe investors out of $6.7 million over a several-year span. They offered contracts with Prime Petroleum and Petro Traders, promising large profits. In reality, the men spent the cash on expensive cars, old debt, and more. A state grand jury indicted them on conspiracy, theft by deception, and securities fraud, among other charges. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And a New Jersey program is bridging the gap in services for the 21-plus community with autism. Developed in Newark by Rutgers Assistant Professor Aaron Dahlman, the goal is to help members develop independence and self-sufficiency from complex tasks to more basic ones, like the following.
Like job interviews, navigating conflict at work, or even things like housekeeping.
Participants have to be ages 18 to 35 and can stay involved as long as they would like. Enrollment is happening now. NJ1015.com has the contact info. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Just go to that website, NJ1015.com, and click on demand. And how is that August weather shaping up? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Outside of a stray thundershower early on tonight, it'll be partly cloudy, warm, and muggy. Lows will be between 70 and 75. Sunday to partly cloudy for tomorrow. It's going to be a hot, humid day with a thunderstorm at a few spots later in the afternoon or evening. High temperature tomorrow between 90 and 95. Sticky tomorrow night. Lows in the lower 70s with a partly cloudy sky. And another hot, humid day Friday with clouds and sun. And there can be a thunderstorm or two around with highs in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
87 degrees in Scotch Plains, 84 degrees in Belmar, 73 degrees Mays Landing. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.